Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. The guy at the other mic is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you probably know, Greg and I are never at a loss for songs to talk about and tell you why we love them. Can't fit them in any one-hour show. They spill over into these bonus podcasts. We could probably do it every hour on the hour, every day of the week. But Greg, give us a little hint. What are you bringing with you to the desert island today?
Well, Jim, we have a number of musicians who pass away every year, and by far, the one I've been asked the most about this year was this particular artist.
Okay, well, we'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to the Sound Opinions bonus podcast. Greg, another choice by an artist we've lost. What song are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox?
Yeah, it's a tough task because we have lost some greats this year. And I do run into people all the time and they'll comment, especially when a great musician leaves us. You know, I remember the outpouring when Eddie Van Halen died last year, for example. And this year, and there's been many more who have passed away. But I was amazed at the level of response, the visceral response that I received from many people from different age groups, generations, about Dusty Hill of ZZ Top.
Yeah.
That really hit home with a lot of folks. Dusty and ZZ Top transcended generations. They weren't just a 70s blues rock band, but they were also that MTV band that had sort of a cartoonish image. And he continued to make actually very good records into the 2000s, much more sparing in the release rate, but still maintaining that integrity. You know, power trio, they defined that trio format in North American rock, I think, in a lot of ways. Sort of a corollary to Cream in the UK. Here was the US version of it.
What you thought they were from the caricatures. You know, they were intellectuals, they were aesthetes, they were auteurs, you know, and Mr. Hill was apparently the gentleman of all gentlemen.
They were great guys, actually, very smart, erudite gentlemen, all of them. Dusty Hill on bass, Billy Gibbons on guitar, Frank Beard on drums.
Billy, a former guest on Sound Opinions.
Yes.
That interview was one of our all-time favorites.
And everybody remembers the 20-inch beards, of course, and the Stetson hats and the routines, you know, on MTV. And they were funny. Yeah. They were tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were blues aficionados. And I got to tell you a story about ZZ Top. I went down to Memphis to interview them at one point, at the height of their fame. And we were hanging out at the Peabody in Memphis, great hotel there. And, you know, they were great raconteurs. And then, you know, one day, it was like a couple days, I went to interview them, and then we went to see the show that night in Memphis, and the next day, it's Sunday, and I'm about to hop on a plane to get back. Hey, say, we got a little time. Let's go visit Muddy Waters. And they go, Muddy Waters? Huh. Really? And Muddy Waters doesn't live anywhere near Memphis anymore.
Yeah.
At the time, in fact, he was dead, you know, I'm going, okay, what's going on here?
I thought, yeah.
We're crossing the Mississippi. We're going into Mississippi, and we realized that we're going to Muddy Waters' birthplace in Mississippi.
Before he came to Chicago.
These guys drive me out there, and they just want to hang out at Muddy's house.
Wow.
And they were showing me the blues site. These guys were really, they knew their stuff. They knew where all the greats were born, where they grew up, what plantations they played on before they came north to invent the blues. And they just wanted to hang out and talk about Muddy Waters for a while.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, as Dusty said to me that day, we don't sound like Muddy Waters, but the spirit of the blues has been with us since day one. So this little band, the little band from Texas, as they used to call themselves, congregated in Houston. Dusty grew up in Dallas, but he and Frank Beard went to Houston to connect with Billy Gibbons in the earliest incarnation of ZZ Top. The rest is history. They had hits over multiple decades. Think about this, Jim. What other band in rock history has its original lineup intact from day one, 50 years later, same lineup? What other band can say that?
Yeah, as a whole band,
50 years, original lineup. Those three guys have been together. The only one that comes close to my mind, and I was part of a discussion group about this very subject, was Los Lobos, which, the four core members have been together since like 74, 75.
But Steve Berlin's still the new guy.
Steve came in 84, but he didn't replace anybody. He was just an add-on. But
augmented.
The point being, ZZ Top, remarkable longevity, remarkable legacy.
Well, you get a sense that these guys loved each other. And one of the most inspiring things I read on Dusty's passing was that there's a guitar tech who's worked for the band for 30 years. And he said to the group, he knew that he was mortally ill. He said, I think it's time for him to take my place.
Right.
And I would hate to think of the band not continuing. And that says something about somebody's character to talk like that.
And Dusty was a self-effacing character. I mean, despite the beard, you know, he was not a guy who was like wanted the limelight. You know, he said, I'm perfectly willing to play. He could be a really busy bass player. He was like a Jack Bruce acolyte. But at the same time, he realized this is not what that band needs. We got a different sound here, so I got to be more in the pocket.
Many Dusty stories. Did you read the one about his time where the band was on hiatus for just a couple of years, and he was working at the Dallas
airport? He says,
as a baggage handler, he had the beard and everything, and people would say, "Hey, are you in ZZ?" Nah, not me.
You think I'd be working here if I was in that band?
Wow!
You know, he's a very, like I said, he was one of those guys who just sort of fit in wherever he went, and he fit in blendedly with this band. I mean, they had a deep pocket, and he gave a lot of room for Gibbons to sort of do his thing with guitar.
We could keep talking, but what are you going to play? What song? How do you choose one?
It's interesting because, again, one of those guys who's underappreciated because his high harmonies really made a lot of those songs. Mm. Billy was down low with that growly baritone. But, you know, Dusty had the tenor, and he could sing those high harmonies, and he sang harmony on a lot of the songs. Also, occasional lead vocalist. Their biggest first hit was Tush, and he sang the lead vocal on that song. You know, he was the lead vocalist. I'm going to play another song that he sang lead vocal on from the Tejas record, very underrated record from 76, $10 Man with the great Dusty Hill, bassist, harmony vocalist, and in this case, lead singer for ZZ Top on Sound Opinions. Dusty Hill, dead at the age of 72, with the lead vocal on ZZ Top's 1976 song, $10 Man.
You know, it really is, ZZ Top is really one of those bands where if you were to say to either of us, I can't get into it, I don't relate, I don't want to know you anymore, right? I mean, you know, you don't have to be a super fan, but if you don't get something out of ZZ Top, I don't think you really like
that vibe.
Music.
I loved the sound, everything was in its right place all the time. It was very elemental, but it was a great sound.
Well, that's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our intern, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.